Well, folks, we at Missouri Net covered a story extensively earlier this month. I did two interviews with the longtime sheriff of Carter County, Sheriff Richard Stevens, about the issue of Dallas DeLay, and we reported accurately at the time that Mr. DeLay was going to have his ninth parole hearing because of a quirk in Missouri law. Well, there has been an update, and we'll talk about that update here in a moment, and the update essentially is that he will remain in prison indefinitely. I'm Brian Houseworth, and joining me on the phone to talk about it briefly and get some reaction is Sheriff Stevens. Sheriff, I appreciate your time. What Karen Posman at Corrections told me is that she says DeLay has chosen to close his file. She says that means he will not automatically be considered for a parole hearing unless he chooses to reopen it, meaning the file. Your reaction to this?
Yes, that's what I've been told from speaking to different officials with the Department of Corrections as well. My reaction is I was very excited for the family, first off, by hearing that, so that the family is not going to have to go through the series of hearings and so forth and open up the old wounds, per se, and have to deal with that emotionally.
In terms of you were prepared to go to Potosi to essentially urge the parole board not to let him out.
Yes, sir. Yes, that was what I felt was extremely important as the elected sheriff for the county here in Carter County. I felt like it was extremely important because it is such a heinous case, but that still resonates greatly with a lot of our residents.
Again, we're talking here with Sheriff Richard Stevens. Again, according to Department of Corrections, he won't be automatically considered, if you will, for a parole hearing unless he chooses to reopen it. Is that a possibility? Yep. 78. What happens if he decides he wants a parole hearing in a year? Do you worry about that?
I don't necessarily worry about it. If he does, then we're going to do whatever is necessary on our part to make sure that the parole board has the wishes of the family and the local authorities and citizens, you know, forefront in their minds.
Sheriff, you consider him dangerous. You've told me that. Tell us why.
Well, I believe just purely by the heinous nature of the crime. You know, with what happened with two adults and one child being, you know, tied for say to trees and then for all practical terms executed. I just don't believe that someone that engaged in that type of crime needs to be on the streets.
Final question for you, and then I'll open up to you because obviously we've gotten a lot of reaction. Other outlets, the local newspaper in Van Buren, reprinted both of our stories. What kind of reaction? Yes, what kind of reaction have you gotten from our media coverage, from people around the state, maybe other sheriff's departments? In B, I'm curious about the reaction from the community, particularly people who would not have been alive to know about it. Let's say people under the age of 40 that wouldn't have been alive when that happened.
Yeah. I've actually haven't spoken a lot with some of my fellow sheriffs. I know that we support each other on a lot of different issues. A lot of the sheriffs are dealing with some pretty major issues in their counties right now. So we haven't spoken per se, but I've received several telephone calls and text messages from our citizens here, just with interest in, you know, how's that going? Have we heard anything on the parole situation? Just kind of wanting to know what the status was.
Have you had anybody come to you and say, we want to let him out, that he should be let out?
No, sir. Nope. No one has shared that.
Sheriff, anything you would like to add about the development or anything else about this, feel free.
Yeah, I just, again, I would like to share my appreciation with you guys for keeping this forefront. I know the family, it's very important to them that their voice is heard and that he does remain incarcerated.